Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And our producer engineer, Eric Guthrie, Steve Stewart, saying goodnight from Kauffman Stadium.
Kansas City Royals baseball has been brought to you by Capital Federal, True Blue for over 130 years, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC, Cheap Metal Workers Local 2, Demand Metal Excellence. Also by American Clean Power, American Topsoil, IBEW Local 124, The Law Office of Mark Ferguson, Schneider Trucking, Simply Fuel Protein Balls, Trailside RV Center, and by Wholesale Batteries. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Baseball Network.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, the boys stay hot. Royals win 2-1. A fifth straight victory, and that pushes the record to 22-16. New high water mark, six games above 500, but that record stands out because 22-16 was the exact same mark the boys had last year on the debut album, on that breakout smash that helped all of us fall in love with these guys. Well, here we are, 38 games into the sophomore album, and the boys are pumping out the same jams that we were grooving to 1 year ago. But in what ways are you more confident in this team as they handle their business? Listen, do you want them to win in a more comfortable fashion against Chicago? Yeah, I wish a lot of things. I wish I had a lot of things. no need to bore you with that. But they won. At the end of the season, they don't say, hey, but how many really good wins did you have? No, they just want to know how many wins did you get, period. And the Royals got the win tonight. 2-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. And now, as we do seemingly on a nightly basis, you take a look at who's toeing the slab tomorrow, and your confidence swells even more. Hard to think that the confidence can swell more when you've won 14 of 16 and suddenly find yourself with the fourth best record in the American League. And yet, Chris Bubich takes the hill tomorrow. Bubich, by the way, according to all of the nerd metrics and formulas and equations and all that stuff, he's one of the 15 best pitchers so far in Major League Baseball in 2025. FanGraphs, StatCast, They love Reagans and Lugo and Waka, but they say Bubich has been the best. So you're rolling to the tune of 5 straight wins, 8 of the last 9, 14 of the last 16. And these guys are going to go home tonight, hug their kids, hug their wives, enjoy their home time, and then wake up in the morning, head to the ballpark knowing, if we could just scratch a few runs across, Bubich and the bullpen are going to handle their business. Boy, it's a good feeling, isn't it? I want to know, in what ways are you more confident in this team? 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We need to talk about Lucas Erceg. I haven't run into a Royals fan that isn't enamored with everything that Lucas Erceg brings to the table. On the hill, in the clubhouse, and what he can mean to this organization moving forward. Right, Lucas Erceg isn't going anywhere anytime soon. But the numbers that he's putting up, small sample size, sure. You know, it's only 17 appearances for him. But 16 of them have been scoreless. I mean, and we'll get into it. I'll dive into some of the numbers. They're eye-popping. Lucas Erceg, one of a half dozen guys on this team right now that can make a very strong case that I should be the first one you choose when you're filling out your all-star ballot. I know fans don't vote for relievers. I'm saying that message is going out to every manager around Major League Baseball. Lucas Erceg is not playing around tonight. 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. Strikes out the side. First time we've seen that in 2025. The three up, three down, three punchy performance from Lucas Erceg. All right, let's hear from you. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. AJ in Liberty. You're going to hit leadoff tonight. AJ, go ahead.
Hey, this is AJ Broom from Liberty. Thank you, Josh, for listening in. I just want to say I was at the game. Man, that was beautiful. It wasn't the most, but we won. And see, that's what good teams do. They win when they need a win. It might not be the best. It might not be the prettiest. But we won, didn't we, Josh?
We sure did, AJ. You got that right, brother.
Hey,
thanks for the phone call.
Came in, 3 strikes, 3 outs. That's all we need. Let's end it. 7-8-9, we end it.
Damn. Well, that's what they've been doing all season. Thanks for the phone call. Royals are now 16-0 this season when they lead after 6. My game notes following this, the 22nd win of the season. Game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We'll dive into the text line and get right back to your thoughts and head inside that Victoria's Clubhouse right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Here's a pitch to Bobby. Swing and a ball well hit deep left field. Baldwin going back, still going, it's gone! It's a 2-run homer. The Royals finally get the big hit, and they lead 2-0 here in the fifth inning.
It turns out that's all this pitching staff would need. A 2-run blast from the best baseball player on planet Earth. Bobby Witt Jr., number 5 on the season. His third in the last 7 games. Each of his last 4 big flies have given the boys the lead. Each of the past 2 nights, Bobby's driven in what turns out to be the game-winning run. 2-1 the final score as Michael Waka spins 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. Lucas Erceg strikes out the side in the 8th. And Carlos Estevez picks up his 11th save of the season. That's 4th most in Major League Baseball. Bobby's 2-out, 2-run blast in the 5th is tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Bobby tonight, 1-for-4 with that two-run blast in the fifth. Add it all up, and, well, he's still hitting a robust 308, but he's looking up at teammate Michael Garcia when it comes to batting average. Michael batting 323 after his team-leading 12th multi-hit game. Michael's batting average good for 8th best in the sport. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Greg in Overland Park. Greg, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's it going? Great win.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Like to talk about, as great as our pitching is, our catchers are fantastic. They're setting up hitters, and the battery between the catcher and the pitcher has been outstanding.
Oh, it's a great observation, no doubt. Luke Maley holding it down behind the dish. He's two starts in, has a knock in each game, has scored a run in each one of his starts, and has picked up a win in each one of his starts. Way to go. I'm with you, Greg. Thanks for the phone call. Royals improved to 7-2 this season in one-run games. Let's go to Chuck in Pleasant Hill. Chuck, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Burn, my man. Hey, I'm still looking back on Sunday, I'm still kind of on a high when we hit 7 home runs. And then, what was it? The Sox came to town the next day, Monday. We blanked them 3-0, which was awesome. That was great. That kept my high going. And then we had that game last night where the ball bounced off the guy's head, and it was just the absolute most laughing stock thing almost in the history of professional sports ever. And then tonight we beat them 2-1. I get you need to beat the teams that are in front of you, but the way we just have beat them the last 3 nights in a row, I think it should be a little bit better. You know what I mean? I don't think we're performing at the level we should be performing.
I don't understand. What do you mean? You just went over about this high, and they keep winning, and yet you want them to win twice in one game? I don't understand. All right, and I guess I'm not going to find out. Chuck, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, we're not doing this crap again, are we, guys? Because I don't remember any one of you last October when we were celebrating them knocking out the Orioles in the wild card game. I don't remember one of you calling up on the postgame show after game 2 in the Bronx when that series was coming back to Kansas City at 1-1. I don't remember one of you saying, well, the only reason why they're here is because they beat the White Sox. And if you go back and look at it, they didn't beat the White Sox impressively. No. You made it to October because you handled your business against the Rockies and against the White Sox. You can't do this. I'm not allowing this. 2 weeks ago, you're diving off the bandwagon. 2 weeks ago, you wanted me run out of town. You wanted Vinny gone. You wanted that dude gone. And now, 2 weeks later, fourth best record in the American League. And, well, these wins aren't good enough. I want sexier wins. And would you show up around here? Do you remember 3 years ago? 2 years ago? What are you talking about? 913-586-7965. What do we have on the text line? I can't believe I'm saying that. But what do we have on the text line? Andy from Lee Summit. Hot diggity dog, Vern. Doing what we gotta do for those wins. Should Lucas Urseg be the closer moving forward? Okay. Is that what the whole text line is? Wow, there's a lot of that. Rally Mantis, Urseg for closer. All right. So, yeah, all right. So we're already there, huh? we're already to the point where the winning's not enough. Wow, that happened quick. That's a record. I mean, that. But you know what? I guess I have to appreciate it, you know? Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'm the one that needs to change. Because if you guys are viewing this team like you view the Chiefs, I guess that's a good thing for me. Because that means you're going to be dialed in. Because I hear some of the wacky crap you guys say all offseason long when you're talking about that dynastic ball club across the parking lot. So if you can question those Hall of Famers over there, and there's like half a dozen of them, sure. I guess I should expect you to second guess this regime. Okay. No, that's all right. The cries for Urseg. Listen, I get the love for Lucas Urseg. I totally get that. Now, tonight, 1-2-3, 17 pitches. He punches out the first hitter with a slider, blows 97 past Nick Maton, and gets the White Sox leadoff hitter swinging through a changeup for the third out. I get the love. That's his, what, 12th hold of the season? That's the most in Major League Baseball. Urseg's ERA is now a microscopic 0.59. I get the love for Lucas Urseg. Would you have wanted a cleaner ninth tonight? Sure. Yeah. Okay. No one's going to fight you on that. But I've just been around too long, man. Do you guys remember Greg Holland? Do you remember the great closers? I feel like some of you are showing your inexperience and you're new to winning baseball. Someone that isn't new to winning baseball is kind enough to dial us up from inside that victorious clubhouse. His second win of the season, 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. Michael Wacha, thank you so very much for the time. I want to talk just big picture with the team right now. They've won 14 of 16, but what that we don't see is impressing you most about this run that the boys are on?
I think it's just how we've been winning games, you know. It's not always just one guy or one pitcher that's doing it. You never know who's going to be the guy that night. So it's been a lot of fun. We're never out of games. We've stolen some late, and we've had some big ones as well. So it's guys showing up every day, ready to work and ready to get after it in that game. And we're racking up the dubs, and so it's a good feeling.
He's our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Royals starting pitcher, Michael Wacha. We just had a caller dial us up and wanted to give some love to the catchers. Tonight, Luke Maley. Mm-hmm. No one can do that better than you. I was hoping you could speak to the other half of this Royals battery really throughout the season.
Yeah, no, hey, we are very lucky here as a pitching staff to have the catchers that we got on our team. Starting with the Capitan, Salvi and Freddie and Maley now. It's been a lot of fun working with these guys. They put in a tremendous amount of work, not only physically with blocking balls and throwing and things like that, but the mental side of it, being able to call games and get us in the right spot out there on the mound. And it's been a lot of fun being able to work with these guys, over the course of kind of spring training and into this season now. They've been doing an amazing job, and I'm glad that other people recognize that as well.
Michael, how strong did you feel coming off the mound after the seventh inning, 7 scoreless innings?
Yeah, no, I felt good. I felt like pitch count was in a good spot. I was mentally, I was preparing to, keep on going out there for the eighth and stuff. But overall, the body's been feeling good and arm's been feeling good and been recovering well. So it was time to get Urse and then Estevez in there to shut the door tonight. But just staying on top of everything, in the weight room and the training room and all that. And body's been bouncing back good.
This might be a silly question to kind of end on, but you know, just watching you since signing with Kansas City, right? I would only get to watch you when you would line up against the Royals for most of your career. But man, having a front row seat since the beginning of last season, I'm wondering, is there anything you miss about your 20s? Like, it seems to me like 33-year-old Michael Wacha might be the best Michael Wacha, and your career is outstanding.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, maybe the high 90s fastball that used to come out pretty easy, you know, in those younger 20s. But no, I wouldn't trade that for anything what I've got going right now. You know, I feel like I'm in a good spot and continue to learn, continue to work with other pitchers on our staff, with our coaching staff as well, just bouncing different things off of them and, you know, trying to keep on taking our game to another level. So, yeah, there's some things that, you know, I would maybe add to the repertoire from those early 20s. But overall, yeah, I wouldn't change much about where we're at right now.
I wouldn't change anything. Man, it's been fun to watch. Keep it up. And thank you very much for the time after this outstanding effort.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. Michael Wacha from inside the Royals clubhouse. His eighth start of the season, his third straight quality starts. The Royals, major league leading 18th quality starts. This rotation is eye-popping every single night. And we did this last night. And again, maybe it's on me to adjust to where you're now at as a fan base, right? Last night, getting callers talking about Seth Lugo's 6 2/3 of one-run baseball with mild appreciation. Well, maybe it's on me to adjust, right? You guys are accustomed to seeing Cole Reagans punch out 11 across 5 scoreless. Michael Wacha show up and 7 scoreless, 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. Okay, maybe the standard has raised in Kansas City. I hope that's the case. I'm not there yet. I haven't sensed that yet from you. Not with the energy that I feel on a nightly basis. I don't sense that the expectation is division or bust. Now, a few callers here and there, but maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm wrong. You let me know. 913-586-7965. Again, thanks to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Wacha. He'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with his family. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Wacha, who's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball this season. His ERA is down below 3. He's allowed a grand total of 3 earned runs in his last 3 starts combined. Phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. Dan and KCK giving some love to Michael Wacha for good reason. All right, let's go to Brandon in Kansas City. Brandon, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Vern. I just wanted to talk about, originally I was just going to talk about Drew Waters, but sure. I really want to appreciate the range this defense has. You got Bobby making potentially a game-saving play, but just because he has massive range at short. Drew Waters running one down in left field. Kyle Isbell, obviously a stud in center. I feel like we don't get enough praises for the defense as often as we may, as often as we should.
Yeah, no, well said, Brandon. I appreciate you throwing that out there. It was one of the questions I wanted to get in to Michael Wacha. I wanted to ask about that outstanding catch that Kyle Isbell made for the first out of his 7th inning of work. That thing was blasted. I thought it was down for extra bases, and Izzy makes it look easy, man. He does have a little bit of that Michael A. Taylor nature to where he kind of glides to the ball. And he knows he's going to arrive at the spot in time. Izzy is a joy to watch. And, yeah, the play that Bobby made in the 9th inning, I can make a case that that should have been the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. But we went with the 2-run home run because, you know, runs are tough to come by. Thankfully, you have the best rotation in the American League. It's not even an argument anymore. It's not. They have the lowest ERA, the most strikeouts. They've thrown the most innings. it's the best rotation in the American League. I mean, I could go on of where Bobby ranks, right? Best player in Major League Baseball. Where's Lucas Urseg rank among American League relievers? Where's Michael Garcia rank among American League third basemen? Where's Freddie Fermin rank among defensive catchers in the American League? Kyle Isbell defensively in center field in the American League. We can go on and on. Royals win 2-1. They're six games above 500 for the first time this season. And again, that record identical to the mark the boys had just a year ago at this time. Let's go to Reggie in Atchison. Reggie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Love the show. All I wanted to say was I appreciate Q leaving in Carlos in the ninth when he was having a little bit of a speed bump. I gotta believe that shows his bullpen and pitchers that he believes in them. That's all I got to say. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Reggie. Yeah, sure. I never thought he was going to take him out unless the lead was given up. But yeah, sure, yeah. If Carlos Estevez needed a reminder that his manager believed in him, well, if that contract wasn't enough to remind him that we need you to work, big fella, then sure, yeah. That I didn't even mention the defensive play that Drew Waters made in that ninth inning. Yeah, Bobby maybe saved the game with that second out. But we could still be playing if Drew Waters doesn't cut down that rocket off of the bat of Luis Roberts and hold him to a single, an RBI single. You know, Robert can move. He ends up on second base. He ends up scoring the second run, and we end up in extra innings. Thanks for the phone call, Reggie. Nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number if you want to get involved. It's also our text line number. Let's go to Ryan in Kansas City. Ryan's next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener. Just want to say, boys look good. Wind's blowing in all night. Bobby still gets it done. Two-run shot. That's all we need. Then we come to our bullpen, close it out. Defense is hot. Boys are good. And the best team in baseball, boys stay hot. Let's go, Royals. Let's go.
There you go. What else do you need to know, Kansas City? Royals win 2-1. He just broke it all down. Take our final quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
2-2, two on, one out, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Diving stop Witt to second base, and they get a force. Huge play. Bobby Witt to his left. It wasn't hit quite hard enough for the White Sox. Witt is able to make the play and then get the ball to Massey for the force out at second. And a huge, huge out.
And again, Bobby ranged to the second base side of the bag to make that diving stab and then the awkward flip back to the second base bag. Great defense there in the ninth inning. Really great defense throughout this stretch in which the Royals have won 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9, 14 of 16, to climb all the way to 6 games above 500, boasting the 4th best record in the American League. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Brad in Olathe. Brad, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals win tonight 2-1.
Yeah, Vern, everything you just said, why would we not make massive changes to the roster?
Yeah, I know. I'm not open-minded enough. That's the problem.
Tonight. Yeah. Everything you just said, holy crap, we have a winning formula. It's a marginal, it's like 2014, 2015. It's a slim margin, but the pieces are in place.
It's always a slim margin, regardless of who you are, right? I mean, it's always a slim margin. It's a slim margin for the Dodgers. It's a slim margin for every team.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at MLB power rankings, the Yankees at 55 home runs, they're seventh-ranked team. Like, and Detroit's number three. Like, you got to figure this stuff out, but we
yeah,
do need
right. to know who you are. That's a good point. Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got to know who you are. I think, and I'm not saying Jack Caglione. That's not what I'm saying, but we do need an outfield bat. But other than that, this team's pretty freaking good.
Yeah. And Cags is in the organization, so he could help out at some point this
season.
You can say
his name. I'm not for that. I'm for something else, but if he comes up, yes, great. But sure. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call, Brad. Let's go to Lou in Overland Park. Lou, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, I was out there tonight, and, you know, that was the third game I've attended. And like you said, you know, the Royals have been really fun to watch. You know, a win is a win. And like you said with the Chiefs, if anybody wins, you win. It doesn't matter how it looks. It gets you into the playoffs, and then if you get hot, you can win a championship. Point being, you were talking about Estevez, Lucas Ursig earlier. I mean, Estevez is getting paid a lot more money than Ursig, but Ursig has been so electric. And, you know, Drew Waters has shown those same flashes of being electric and being a spark. And, you know, like the last guy was saying, Brad, I think, You need those guys that are a spark. And yeah, if we trade for an outfield bat, that would be outstanding. But, you know, I just wonder who you think might be the person that's going to be a spark on our current roster if we don't make a trade. Because right now, you know, all of our sparks coming from Bobby, you know, same people over and over. Ursig's been electric. Our starting pitching has been electric. Yeah, that's what
I mean, that's already like half the roster. Okay, but that's half the roster being electric. Right, Michael, Drew Waters, Bobby,
when
the five
Hunter
starters.
Renfro,
Lucas,
you have Melendez doing what they did. You know, there's a missing piece, and if you don't see a missing piece, fair enough. But it seems like there's.
Well,
a
I think they're
going to
make a trade
for the long term.
So yeah, but there's nothing I've seen from this organization, especially since JJ took over. They've shown me no reason to believe that they're not going to be aggressive at the deadline. So I have zero concern that the issues that ail this team at the end of July will not be addressed.
Yeah, but, okay, so then my question becomes simply, who do you think they go for with the trade deadline then? I'll go off the air for this one.
Okay, well, it's 2.5 months away, and right now I know the White Sox suck and I know the Rockies suck. So, you know, Luis Robert's going to be out there. I can't imagine the Rockies are trying to let Doyle go, you know. So much can change. You know, I hate to keep saying it, but it's true. I remember the Friday of that Tigers series when the Royals were in the middle of that six-game losing streak. I'm telling you, guys, things change quickly in this game. Because we had callers diving off the bandwagon saying Salvi was washed and people wanted Vinny sent down. And I'm telling you, calm down. Things could all be different in a week. And here we are 2 weeks later. And since then, the Royals have lost three times. They're 14-3 since I told you things can change quickly. You know, the last time the Royals had a run like this, 14-2 run, it was August of 2016. You know, with Kane and Haas and Gordo and Eske, a really good bullpen. Ian Kennedy was as good as he ever was in Kansas City. Danny Duffy, you had a good team. And you won 14 of 16. You went from 7.5 games out of the playoffs to just a game and a half out. And then Lorenzo Cain hurt his wrist and played in two more games. And you were lucky to finish .500. Now, Wade Davis was dealing with stuff down the stretch. Again, you learned this last year with Vinny, right? And the Royals were cruising to October, and then that fluky play in Houston. So man, let's just hope that there aren't many needs come the end of July. And you need to, you know, get to June. You know, I think that's fair. Get to June. And then I think we start diving into the trade options. But June's a month away, and then we'll be 2 months away from the deadline, right? It's July 31st. And you know what the team would need if the deadline was today, but it's not. Let's hope they don't need pitching, right? That's my answer. Because right now, they do not. 913-586-7965. Text line is always there for you. Cade in Kansas City writes in, Vern, today was an example of how this isn't the debut album. Because today showed we're not going to win every game beautifully like we did last year. Signed, Cade in Kansas City. See, this is the kind of stuff where I'm like, you know, what am I doing here? Because last year, the Royals went out and brought in Lucas Erceg at the trade deadline, brought in Hunter Harvey at the trade deadline because games were not beautiful last year. You didn't have a bullpen last year. You didn't have a closer until August. Now you have a closer and you want him no longer the closer. And I see on the text line, oh, just flip him, Vern. Move him to the eighth. Okay, so the guy you don't like, you want him coming in even earlier with a lead. It makes no sense. Read it out loud to yourself before you hit send. Please. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Great game today. You know, Bobby, as always, doing his thing. And our pitching staff is doing good. And the boys in blue are hot. And it's an exciting time around Kansas City. I just hope that they win tomorrow. And I just hope that we just keep on winning, and that's all I can ask for, Vern.
Yes, sir. I'm with you. Hope to see you out at the ballpark soon. Royals are now 6-1 in the month of May. Let's go back to the text line from the 913. Vern, I love the Royals winning, but I'm not confident whatsoever. It's the same old story, beating up on the Sox and the Rockies while losing to playoff teams. Okay. Well, I don't know how they were supposed to beat a playoff team tonight, or how they were supposed to beat a playoff team when the Rockies came to town. Were they supposed to make Baltimore better? Should they have lost to Tarek Skubal and beat the lesser-than pitchers? I mean, come on. I just had the feeling that you just choose You choose to be unhappy. If you can't enjoy this because you're predicting doom down, 5 months from now? Now, if you're saying it's the same old story, you're saying they're going to get into the postseason and lose to the eventual American League champion. Oh, okay. You know, that again goes back to my whole theme for the season and the debut album and this year being the sophomore album. I think many people would take a carbon copy of what we heard and saw last season. Sure, it'd be even better if they could be Kendrick Lamar or Nirvana, Black Sabbath, and have that sophomore album even better than the debut album. Sure, that'd be great. I hope that's the case. But for as much whining as so many of you did last year about all we do is beat the bad teams, it got you into October, and you had a chance to beat the team that won the pennant. They were just better than you. Right? Those final two games here at Kauffman Stadium, they just outplayed you. Your strength, your rotation, was not a strength in that series. This year, you have a better bullpen, and you know what? I'm not doing that, because like I just said, it's 5 months away. I don't need to start breaking down the tail of the tape for an ALDS that doesn't exist. Pam writes in that the boys are playing some ball. There you go, Pam. What else do we have from the text line? Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, listening to the Michael Wacha interview, our pitchers are grown-ass men. Yeah, Michael Wacha is as impressive of a professional pitcher that I've ever been around in my life. I'm not... There are so many people here that have been around longer than me. So, take it all for what it's worth. But he is a pro's pro and awesome on the bump. He's the best in baseball this season when it comes to runners in scoring position. Michael Wacha's limiting opponents to a batting average of 108 with runners in scoring position. That's the best. Kathy in Los Angeles puts it simply, a win is a win. No, yeah, you don't want to nitpick victories, especially if you've been around some of these trying summers that we've endured here in Kansas City. David from Stewartsville writes in, Carlos Estevez showed some real grit, Vern, giving up those hits and only one run just to ultimately shut the White Sox down. David ends his text with Cags for the big leagues in 25. Let's bump him up to AAA first. Let's have him dominate AAA, and I have no reason to believe that he won't be in the big leagues if he can dominate AAA the same way we're seeing him absolutely crush at the AA level. Marshall in Spring Hill. All right, man, looking forward to seeing you at the ballpark. You'll be out here coming up this weekend as the Red Sox come to town. From the 816 saying they got $31 Diamond Club tickets on some app that doesn't pay me, so I'm not going to mention it. Well, that's good. Good find for you. Josh from Cedar Rapids. Vern, I'll take a win 1-0 if it means we win 90 games. There you go, Josh. Chosen one. Appreciate you listening. From the 913, Vern, winning is enough, man. I'm going to start addressing the pitching staff on an individual basis. Number one, the AL strikeout leader, Cole Reagans. Number two, the Gold Glover, Seth Lugo. Number three, the NLCS MVP, Michael Wacha. Number four, Mr. Sub-2 ERA, Chris Bubich. And then number five, the bulging biceps of Michael Lorenzen. Put some respect on their names from the 913. Lori in Austin on the text line says the team was up against some good starting pitching. Will we always win by eight? No. But the fans that want us to win big, Vern, it's hilarious to me. This team is winning good, bad, beautiful, or ugly. Accept it and enjoy it. Signed, Lori in Austin. Yeah, but you're right about the White Sox starting pitching. Man, if it wasn't for that meltdown of a ninth inning yesterday, I'd be really impressed with this White Sox team through three games. Now, I would question why they allowed Bobby Witt Jr. to beat them. Who cares? It's the White Sox. The Royals won, but I couldn't stop shaking my head there in the fifth inning. It's a scoreless game. Man on second with two outs. And you give Bobby anything near the zone? I didn't get that. I'm not saying put the four fingers up. I mean, you could have done that if you wanted to. Listen, you know how I feel about Vinny Pasquantino, but he's not hitting enough. If I'm Will Venable, White Sox manager, Vinny's not hitting enough for me to allow Bobby to beat me in that situation. Now, put Bobby on first, and yeah, I understand Vinny smoked one to right field. That would have only scored one run. But whatever. Thanks, White Sox. Thanks, Jonathan Cannon. I'm sure Will Venable didn't want Cannon to give Bobby a sinker that starts in the middle of the dish, runs in, and Bob just kind of yanks it over the left field wall for his fifth home run of the season. A few more from the text line. Phone lines are open as well. 913-586-7965. From the 785, Vern, I walked by your booth at Kauffman a bit ago and didn't realize your insane lack of hair. It looks good, though. Great game. I don't really believe you think it looks good. I think you're just trying to be a nice guy. Danny writes in, Vern, I think Drew Waters' quick fielding deserves some praise. Might have saved the game-tying run from scoring there in the ninth. Oh, no doubt. Drew Waters, by the way, in the 17 games since finding out he's staying in the big leagues, he's batting .316. Charlie, man, I'm thinking about you, buddy. Hope you and the old man enjoyed this win tonight. Showtime in Kansas City celebrating this victory tonight. Oh, we got a lot of people happy out there. Scott, yes, you do sound like a broken record when you throw all that praise towards the pitching staff, but it's for good reason. Royals are now 20-3 when holding opponents below four runs, which means of their 22 wins, 20 of them have come on the backs of this pitching staff, holding the opposition below four runs. That is spectacular. And now they hand the ball to the guy that, according to the nerds, is the best of the bunch in 2025. The finale coming up on Thursday afternoon. It's a 1:10 first pitch as Chris Bubich squares off with White Sox right-hander Davis Martin. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Don't forget that Fesco and Dusty will get you started tomorrow morning at 5:58. They had the manager on earlier today. By the way, The Drive had Mark Canna on. You want to get to know Mark Canna a little bit more? Go to the Odyssey app and search The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Find that interview from today with Mark Canna. All right, so the Royals win 2-1. We're back at it. We're back at it tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.